Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Do you not think I'm hot?
I know. See, so that it's like, oh, okay,
so
I'm not good enough.
What you're saying is you think I'm fat. You think I'm fat. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody, to the pregame. For those of you new to the program,
pregame.
10 minutes of fun. We answer your questions, comments, and concerns that you submit. Reminder, you can submit them anonymously, which sometimes are our favorite because then they're a little bit more risque. A lot like this red nail polish, which I will get to in the big show. The fuck. Not for a Halloween costume.
Ooh, that sparked something in my mind as a topic of discussion.
Okay, here we go. First up, we've got Gizzy and Roscoe. Is this a compliment? I think of you ladies every time I get a pimple on my face. I think that's adorable. And you know what? As a gal that suffered from acne her whole life, I think that is a fabulous compliment. And I'm flattered that you would think of us when you have a pimple on your face.
We appreciate you and all the congestion in your pores. Mahalo.
Have you ever used a Biore strip?
Yeah, but I don't think it went well. I also don't trust myself with one of those strips because I feel like I'll strip something I need in my skin. I'll go too hard. Like, I just feel like something will happen. I'm just a walking disaster.
You know the lighting in the airplane bathrooms?
Yeah.
Never a good time to diagnose what's happening on the face, because I did it the other day and I was like, whoa, we need to like clear out the congestion on the 405. And then I came home, I found a Biore strip.
Oh,
here's
boy.
A Kelly Stafford from God knows what year, and it barely adhered to the bridge. Take it to the bridge, mm-hmm. Take it to the house. So it didn't do anything. But I think I'd like the idea of it. Like the satisfaction of peeling that thing off when they really work, when they're new and you get all of those little blackheads out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might get some.
I love that. Here's a random tangent for you. You just thought of a song, Take It to the House, On the mm-hmm. Bridge or something. Yesterday, I thought of the Calm Down podcast because we talk about the music at stadiums. The Cowboys always have great music, always. It's mm-hmm. a party at AT&T Stadium. Well, in-game entertainment, I'm a fan. Not, you know, I don't want the Rams to ever drop a pass, but somebody dropped a pass and they played over the loudspeaker, drop, like, you know, that song, and they kept going, drop. And I was like, that's good.
Oh, that's good. That's very creative. You know who else had good music? And we haven't talked about it because we had our wonderful friend Dan Patrick on the show last week. So we were getting into all things Dan, but New Orleans had great music. So far, my power rankings, Carolina, New Orleans.
Yep.
And was it Kansas City? No, it was in Kansas City. Okay, so Dallas. I'm going there in a couple weeks. I can't wait.
That's so exciting.
Drop.
Okay, Kayla Chichos. I just screwed that up. I sound like a shit show. Does your husband and boyfriend, husband/boyfriend, get jealous about you working with attractive men? No, I don't think my husband cares. He's just like, because
do you know, I literally asked Steve a question the other day. I said, do you ever get jealous? And he goes, no. I said, I think that's a bad thing. I think you should get like a little jealous because that means that you care. And he goes, okay, so you want me to get jealous? And then it was like such a girl thing where it's like the boyfriend's so confident that he doesn't get jealous, but now I'm mad because he doesn't get jealous at all. And he's like, just tell me what you want me to be. Do you want me to be jealous or not want me to be jealous? And I was like, forget it. It was such a like circular conversation where I know he probably left it and was like, what a fucking nut job this gal is.
This would be a good conversation, I think, for both of them when they, you know, if they're ever around. But Jarrett and Steve are very much the same. I just feel like they're like, we're good here. Also, Jarrett, he becomes friends with everyone I work with. Like he and Greg are on a text chain together. Like, you know, he came to dinner the other night when we got to have it with Jeter and stuff like that. So it's not like he's just as excited to hang out. Like he's not thinking, oh my, what? I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Well, he's probably, I'm hot? Is that why, Jarrett? You're not.
I know.
Like,
see, so then it's like, oh, okay. So I'm
what
not
you're
good
saying
enough?
Is you
so
think I'm fat. You think I'm fat.
The guys are like, what? I asked what you wanted for dinner. Oh, God. Okay. Allison.
Ooh, good question.
Cialaba?
Sure.
CT, how was the pack? How's the packing? Allison, thank you for remembering. You will be very proud of me, as Aaron already is, because I articulate, not my words, the conversation every week when revolved around packing. The cold medicine's really kicking in, guys, so stay with me.
Apparently, the FDA says it doesn't work.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm nursing this cold and Aaron says the medicine isn't working. Well, something's going to my head and it's not fucking neurons to spark the conversation. Okay, here we go. Sully, land the plane on the Hudson or anywhere. Point is, the packing is going fabulous. I do it the night before and I have the little packing things that I didn't even know that I got Aaron. I forgot that I got her those for Christmas. And I empty out my suitcase right when I get home. And like straight to the laundry room on
really?
Like dirty clothes.
Good girl.
I'm really, really good about that this year because I was like, there is no excuse to A, not have what I need. But I also try things on before I pack them now to get alterations. I'm all grown up in the world of packing. So thank you for asking. And I'd like to thank, this is the trophy. I'd like to thank Aaron for inspiring me to be a better packer. Go now, Packers.
Go. I want to say this to you and your glam team, Dom. You guys are killing it on Thursday night. You look gorge. The wind has been blowing through your hair.
Well, that's a compliment to Dominique because she's hair, makeup, and all things wardrobe on the road. Alyssa, thanks for the clothes. But yeah, Dominique's the best. And here's the best thing about Dominique. Anyone, if we've talked about friend of the show, a lot like Jillian, we reference them a lot. Dominique is so sweet that she'll do all my hair and makeup and then I'll touch everything and I'll redo the like lips and not even know what I'm doing. And she's like, it's okay. It's okay. Like, she's just the sweetest
she's
person.
So,
around.
Yeah, cool as a cucumber.
Who's still saying that?
I am. Trine 77. Advice for dating in your 40s. Holy heck, it's tough out there. Aw. I was a bad dater.
Well, I will say this. I think we've talked about this a little bit, but I do have a couple girlfriends who have been single for a long time, and that's by choice. Mm-hmm. And I always say to them, a lot of my apprehension about when I was getting a divorce was like, oh, fuck, I got to go back out there and
do
it again.
Yeah.
But it was better. My mindset was like, I would rather go out there and try again than be stuck in the current situation. So, and my dad also said something to me one time. I was like, I'm okay being single. He goes, whoa, be careful. Like, you don't want to say that for too long because then you get too comfortable being alone. And then it's harder and harder to sort of implement or to like bring someone into your life. So I think, like my mother says, I'm all over the place with suggestions here, is you can't win the lotto if you don't buy a ticket. You're not going to meet a guy if you don't, or a girl, whatever preferences, you're not going to meet the significant other in your life if you don't put yourself out there. So
true.
I say this as someone who's had to put myself out there because I've had to go back out in the dating world multiple times. And I think just be open to suggestions. Go on the blind date. Go on the setup. Go on an app if that's something that you're into. I just think as exhausting as it might feel, I think the more and more you put it off, the harder and harder it is.
Get back in the saddle. Exactly.
And if you have a type, tell us. Maybe we've got a guy for you. You know?
Seriously.
Aaron is Bumble. Ask the Today Show.
Yeah. You're part of it too. Knock it off. Florida golfer girl. Can a guest... Oh, I just took yours. Can a guest wear white to the wedding? Well, you can wear anything you want to a wedding. Just know... I'm kidding. I was going to make a joke about you. Just know what the dress code is.
But yeah.
I don't know. I guess you're not supposed to.
No, you can't wear white to a wedding.
Oh.
No, that's like the bride's. No, you didn't know that?
I did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
So I think out of respect for the bride, you should not wear white to a wedding. Unless it's she's saying, like, wear whatever you want. I still am like, there's a lot of other options. I would have a hard time showing up in white. It's kind of a ballsy move. Like, it's your day. It's the one day you get to wear this, you know, outfit and you're going to show up in something. I don't know. It depends on the bride. How close are you to her? Just be like, hey, do you care what color I wear? And she's like, no, I'm going to wear a white dress. Cool, whatever. I would be the coolest bride the third time around. I'd be like, wear a Halloween costume. Just, I want my friends to show up. My friends weren't at any of my weddings.
Yeah.
Any of them. Seriously.
I had no friends. Well, this is the wedding I want to go to. So figure it out.
I'm not getting married again, but I am going to have a party.
Why can't we just have a wedding and call and say it's not Steve and Carissa's wedding?
Like not
sounds
a wedding.
Like a Friends episode, which so sad, by the way.
I know. Terrible. And you're the biggest Friends watcher. Sad. Matthew Perry name. Life is short.
And I actually met him at the NHL Awards and he was so nice. Oh. We were just talking hockey and all that. And then, so sad.
Really sad. Life is short. 54 years old. And then you look at someone like that and it goes, you know, to that old adage of like, you know, Instagram versus reality, right? Where it's like, this is someone that's had such success and the highest level of fame and then they fight their own battles. But I also liked what he said is that when he died, he wanted people to remember him for his work and advocacy in sobriety as opposed to being remembered for Friends. But really sad. And obviously don't know the whole story on that and how he passed away, but
they played that song at the Dallas Cowboys game yesterday too.
They did.
Yeah. And it's like kind of a moment where that's so, I mean, what's the word for it, Carissa? You're better with your words than I am, but that's so, I know they played it at the Los Angeles Kings game because he was such a hockey fan. He went to Kings games. They played it, you know, at the Dallas game when we were in break and everybody was kind of like singing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to say you've made it, but he is a friend. He was everybody's friend. He was a fixture in everybody's home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just like, in memoriam of somebody to like pay their respect. His stepfather, talking about Matthew Perry, if anyone hasn't connected these dots, his stepfather was Keith Morrison. Did you know that from Dateline? And like, is that the most like iconic voice of like,
he was
20. Yeah, that's his stepfather. And I didn't know that until they were showing him and his mom showing up at his house. But thoughts and prayers with his family. I hate when people say thoughts and prayers. I really do. Because it's like you need more than that. But just sending respect to the family.
Totally.
All right. We have a big show to air on Thursday. Lots to discuss. And I hope you guys join us. Remember, submit all questions, comments, and concerns.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.